Jack? Jack? Gonna fishing. That's a good moment for a beer.
Zeka?
Oh, you want a beer?
I would love a beer.
All right.
Dankeschön.
That's good. The Django is too much.
I'm going for a walk.
All right, no problem.
I will be back soon.
Sure, sure. I tell Dan, Frida. Frida? Frida? Oh, meu Deus, ela voltou. Ela é vampira. Ela é vampira. Oh, oh, Jack, professor. Jack, professor.
Where's Zeka?
Who knows?
Klaus?
What?
Where's Frida's body?
What?
It's gone.
How well do you know Zeka?
Oh, come on, you don't think
Zeka... Have you seen how he has been eyeing that body?
Oh, not Zeka.
Men get strange ideas in the heat of the jungle, Jack.
Yeah, but... No, not Zeka.
Jack.
What?
Look.
What?
There. Walking towards us. It's her.
Frida.
She's alive, I think.
Oh, my God. What have I done?
Jack. Oh. Klaus. I'm feeling better now.
Huh? She looks better.
Yeah, of course. She's not dead anymore.
I don't remember how we got here. Have I been asleep?
That's not Frida's voice.
I don't know. I don't know. Wie fühlst du dich? Warst du im Koma, Frida?
Ja, Koma, das war's wohl. Mir geht's gut jetzt.
Wir bringen dich dann auch zum Hospital, ja?
Nicht nötig, mir geht's gut jetzt.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, I said when we get to Minas, we bring her to the hospital, Jack.
Yeah.
Jack.
Oh, yes?
You don't seem happy to see I'm well again.
No? Really, I'm delighted.
Hold me, Jack.
Yes, of course.
I need a beer.
It feels so good to touch you again.
Your hands are so cold. Zeka, she's not a vampire.
Okay.
I admit she's strange. I mean, she's gone through a terrible trauma.
Okay.
But she's not a vampire.
Okay, okay.
And really, that garlic you're wearing around your neck, I mean, phew.
Okay, okay.
Zeka.
Yeah.
You stink.
Okay. Ah, Manaus. I love you, Manaus. I kiss your dirt streets. I breathe your smell.
Air.
It's not R is in Portuguese.
It's air.
Air. I breathe your smell air.
All right, Zeka, listen. We're getting out of here as soon as possible.
Oh, good idea.
Let's get to the hotel.
Good idea.
Zeka.
Good idea.
Right.
Jack.
Carmen, how are you?
Not so good. We need to talk.
You look okay.
Yes, I look okay. You still have the skull?
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
Those men that I stole the skull from are here in Manaus.
I figured as much.
Paolo is protecting me.
Paolo?
Mm-hmm.
The same Paolo you and I know and admire?
There's a price.
Oh, it is the same Paolo.
He's blackmailing me.
Why?
To find out what you found.
We found the lost world.
We found the lost world. Big deal.
Huh.
You don't seem happy.
Look, a lot happened.
What happened?
I'll tell you about it later, okay? Now, why didn't you leave Manaus?
I've been waiting for you.
Then why didn't you come with us?
Because you had to do it.
Carmen, who are you?
What?
Nothing.
Nothing.
I'll explain everything. Let's just get out of this town.
Paolo has spies everywhere. He'll know you're back in Manaus. I'm a prisoner here.
They're watching the airport?
Everywhere.
I think I know someone who can get us out of here.
Who?
A friend.
A friend?
I'll tell you about her sometime.
Yeah, tell me about her sometime.
Well, actually, she's sort of a snake.
She should meet Paolo.
I think she'll love meeting Paolo.
Bueno, sounds good.
Get your things. You'll find Zeca, Klaus, and Frida in the bar.
Who's Frida?
Well, actually, I'm not sure I know anymore.
What?
Nothing.
Nothing.
So get your things, okay? And let's get out of here. I'll join you in a few minutes.
Nothing.
God, all this excitement. What? Who are you? What is this? What? Wait. What did she give me? A fortune cookie? In Brazil? Do this. Even if you are somewhat secure about your present place in life, affirm, I am now in my right place in the universe. I am on friendly terms with a friendly world. Speak this affirmation aloud and feel its import. Feel that you are now perfectly fitting into life's plan for you. It may be that your present place is ideal. If so, you will experience inward joy and contentment. If your present circumstances are not the best for you, well, you will soon see them change and reflect perfectly the inner feeling of, I am in my right place in the universe. This may seem a simplistic approach to the matter of coming to terms with the universe. Never mind the seeming simplicity. Just enter into the process and experience the results. I am in my right place in the universe. I hope so.
The Amazon beckons to you.
Snakes.
You will experience a true adventure vacation.
Piranhas.
You will see the exuberant rainforest with its exotic fauna.
Mosquitos.
You will see the fantastic world of herons, toucans, the giant water lilies, and brightly plumed birds.
Insects. Bzzz. Oh. Insects. Oh.
You will taste the delicious jungle fruits.
Ants all over.
You will climb into a dugout canoe and navigate the tributaries of this mighty river.
Alligator.
You will feel the hot tropical climate, the cool jungle nights.
Stingers, fangs.
Feel the magic and mystery of the mighty Amazon.
Come
to the Amazon.
Hello?
Mojo.
Jack, what's happening?
Listen, what do you know about possession?
Uh-oh. Who got possessed?
A friend.
And Orishad doesn't want to leave.
No, it's more complicated than that.
We thought she was dead, and then suddenly she came back to life, but it's not her. I mean, she's someone else now.
So you want her repossessed?
Well, if that's the term, yes.
Who is she?
Frida.
Little Frida?
No, Big Frida. No, come on, this isn't funny, Mojo.
I know it's not funny.
Look, can you meet me in Rio?
Oh, man, Rio's a madhouse.
Why? What's happening?
You mean what's about to happen? Carnival.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think you can help me?
You say you thought she was dead.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Well, I've been reading up on zombies.
Zombies? Zombies?
Just a little joke.
Mojo, this is serious.
Don't worry. There are ways of getting an Orishad to leave.
There's something else.
Mm-hmm.
We found the lost city.
You did?
Yes. That's where she found this mask that changed her.
A mask?
Mm-hmm. It's gold.
It may be Indian. It may be Incan. I'm not sure. It's not African, though.
This is going to be very interesting.
Can you meet me in Rio?
Sure. When?
Tomorrow.
Carnival starts tomorrow. Rio's going to be one wild place.